The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood is a dystopian novel set in the near future. The story follows Offred, a handmaid in the Republic of Gilead, a totalitarian and theocratic state that has replaced the United States government. In this new society, women are severely subjugated. They are not allowed to read or write, hold jobs or money, and their only purpose is to bear children for powerful men and their barren wives. Offred recounts her life as a handmaid under this oppressive regime through flashbacks and conversations with other characters. Offred was once married with a daughter before Gilead took over. She was separated from her husband and child when she became an unwilling handmaid assigned to Commander Fred Waterford's household. Her primary duty is to conceive a child for him and his wife Serena Joy, who cannot have children due to infertility issues caused by environmental pollution prior to Gilead's rise. As part of her duties as handmaiden, she must attend ceremonies where she lies between Serena Joy's legs while Commander Waterford attempts intercourse with her. Throughout the novel, we learn more about how Gilead came into power through flashbacks, which reveal that it began as an extremist religious movement which slowly gained control of America until it eventually overthrew democracy completely. We also learn about Offred's past life before becoming a handmaiden, including memories of her mother, who was an outspoken feminist activist during pre-Gileadian times. The novel ends on an ambiguous note, with Offred being taken away by members of what appears to be either the resistance or secret police forces, leaving readers unsure if she will ever find freedom again or suffer further oppression at their hands. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Handmaid's Tale is set in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale is a novel set in a future where women are oppressed and denied basic rights. The protagonist, Offred, is a handmaid, a woman forced to bear children for a powerful family. Main idea number 2. Offred is a handmaid, a woman forced to bear children for a powerful family. Idea summary: Offred is the protagonist of The Handmaid's Tale, a woman forced to bear children for a powerful family in a dystopian future. She struggles to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 3. The Republic of Gilead is a totalitarian theocracy that has replaced the United States. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale is set in the Republic of Gilead, a totalitarian theocracy that has replaced the United States. Women are subjugated and stripped of their rights, and Offred must struggle to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 4. Offred's life is controlled by the government and she is constantly monitored. Idea summary: Offred's life is controlled by the government in the Republic of Gilead. She is constantly monitored and her every move is scrutinized, making it difficult for her to maintain her identity and autonomy. Main idea number 5. Offred's memories of her past life are a source of comfort and strength. Idea summary: Offred's memories of her past life are a source of comfort and strength in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. She uses these memories to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 6. Offred's relationship with her commander is complex and ambiguous. Idea summary: Offred's relationship with her commander is complex and ambiguous. She must navigate the power dynamics between them in order to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 7. Alfred's relationship with her fellow handmaids is a source of strength and solidarity. Idea summary: Alfred's relationship with her fellow handmaids is a source of strength and solidarity in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. She uses their friendship to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 8. Alfred's relationship with her daughter is a source of hope and resilience. Idea summary: Alfred's relationship with her daughter is a source of hope and resilience in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. She uses her love for her daughter to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 9. Alfred's relationship with her friend Moira is a source of strength and rebellion. Idea summary: Alfred's relationship with her friend Moira is a source of strength and rebellion in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. She uses their friendship to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Main idea number 10. The novel explores themes of power, control, and oppression. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores themes of power, control, and oppression in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must struggle to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 11. The novel examines the consequences of a patriarchal society. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale examines the consequences of a patriarchal society in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must struggle to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 12. The novel explores the power of language and storytelling. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores the power of language and storytelling in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her words to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 13. The novel examines the power of memory and nostalgia. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale examines the power of memory and nostalgia in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her memories to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 14. The novel explores the power of resistance and rebellion. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores the power of resistance and rebellion in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her courage to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 15. The novel examines the power of faith and religion. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale examines the power of faith and religion in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her faith to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 16. The novel explores the power of hope and resilience. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores the power of hope and resilience in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her hope to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 17. The novel examines the power of love and friendship. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale examines the power of love and friendship in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her relationships to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 18. The novel explores the power of female solidarity. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores the power of female solidarity in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her relationships with other women to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 19. The novel examines the power of the human spirit. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale examines the power of the human spirit in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her courage and determination to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main idea number 20. The novel explores the power of the imagination. Idea summary: The Handmaid's Tale explores the power of the imagination in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Alfred must use her creativity to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Handmaid's Tale is a novel set in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. The protagonist, Alfred, is a handmaid, a woman forced to bear children for powerful families in the Republic of Gilead. In this oppressive society, women have no control over their own lives or bodies, they are treated as property and denied basic human rights such as education and freedom of movement. Women who resist the regime face harsh punishments including torture and execution. Alfred's story serves as an exploration into how power can be abused by those in authority to oppress others. Through her experiences, we see how even small acts of resistance can make a difference when faced with overwhelming odds. We also witness the strength that comes from solidarity among oppressed people fighting against injustice. Atwood's novel paints an unsettling picture of what could happen if our current society continues down its path towards greater inequality between genders. It serves as both an entertaining read and an important reminder that we must remain vigilant against any attempts to deny basic human rights. Main idea number 2. Alfred is the protagonist of Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. In a dystopian future, she has been forced to become a handmaid, a woman whose sole purpose is to bear children for powerful families. Alfred must endure the oppressive and restrictive rules imposed on her by society, while also struggling to maintain her identity and autonomy in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Throughout the novel, Alfred reflects on her life before becoming a handmaid as well as her current situation. She remembers how she used to be able to make decisions for herself, go out with friends, and have meaningful relationships with men. Now she lives in fear that any small act of rebellion will result in punishment or death. Despite these restrictions, Alfred still finds ways to resist through subtle acts such as talking back or refusing orders from those in power. Her resilience serves as an inspiration for other women who are oppressed by this regime and gives them hope that they too can fight against it. Main idea number 3. The Republic of Gilead is a dystopian society that has replaced the United States. It is a totalitarian theocracy, where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. In this oppressive regime, Alfred must fight to maintain her identity and autonomy in order to survive. She faces constant surveillance from the government as well as threats from other members of society who wish to control her life. In Gilead, women have no say in how they live their lives or what decisions they make for themselves. They are treated like property and expected to obey without question. Women are not allowed to read or write, own property, work outside the home, or even leave their homes unaccompanied by a male guardian. The only way for them to gain any semblance of freedom is through marriage. Alfred's story serves as an example of how difficult it can be for individuals living under oppressive regimes such as Gilead's. Despite all odds, she strives against these restrictions in order to keep some sense of self-determination alive within herself. Main idea number 4. Alfred's life is controlled by the government in the Republic of Gilead. She has no freedom to make her own decisions and must abide by strict rules set out for her. Her every move is monitored, from where she goes to who she talks to, making it difficult for her to maintain any sense of autonomy or identity. Alfred is not allowed to work outside the home, nor can she read or write without permission. She must wear a distinctive red dress that marks her as a handmaid, an enslaved woman whose sole purpose is to bear children for powerful men in Gilead. The government also controls what Alfred watches on television and reads in books. They are heavily censored so as not to challenge their oppressive regime. Even conversations with other people are closely monitored. If Alfred speaks too freely about anything deemed inappropriate, she could be punished severely. In this way, the government seeks to control all aspects of Alfred's life and strip away any sense of individuality or self-determination. Main idea number 5. Alfred's memories of her past life are a source of comfort and strength in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. She remembers her family, friends, and former life before Gilead took control. These memories provide solace during difficult times when she is struggling to survive in this new world. They remind her that she still has an identity outside of what Gilead wants her to be, a handmaid whose sole purpose is to bear children for powerful men. These memories also give Offred hope that one day she will be able to escape from this oppressive regime and reclaim some semblance of freedom. They help keep her strong even when faced with seemingly insurmountable odds. By clinging on to these precious moments from the past, Offred can remain resilient despite all the hardships she faces. Ultimately, Offred's memories serve as a reminder that no matter how much power Gilead may have over its citizens, it cannot take away their individual identities or erase their personal histories. In remembering who they were before Gilead came into existence, people like Offred can find strength and courage to fight against injustice. Main idea number 6. Offred's relationship with her commander is complex and ambiguous. On the one hand, she must obey his orders as a handmaid in order to survive. On the other, she must also find ways to assert her own identity and autonomy within the oppressive regime of Gilead. Offred is constantly aware of the power dynamics between them, knowing that any misstep could lead to punishment or worse. She finds herself walking a tightrope between submission and resistance, trying to maintain her sense of self while still adhering to the rules imposed upon her. At times, Offred feels an unexpected connection with him, a shared understanding that transcends their roles as master and servant. In these moments, they are able to communicate without words, an unspoken bond that gives Offred hope for a better future. However, this fragile connection can be easily broken by either party at any time. Ultimately, Offred's relationship with her commander remains ambiguous throughout The Handmaid's Tale. It is neither wholly positive nor negative, but rather something in between, a complicated mix of emotions and experiences that cannot be neatly categorized into one box or another. Main idea number 7. Offred's relationship with her fellow handmaids is a source of strength and solidarity in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. Despite their subjugation, Offred and her friends find solace in each other's company, providing emotional support to one another as they navigate through this difficult time. Through their friendship, Offred finds comfort and hope that she can still maintain some sense of identity and autonomy despite the restrictions placed upon them by Gilead. The bond between these women is strong; it gives them courage to face whatever lies ahead. They share stories about their past lives before Gilead was established, which helps keep alive memories of freedom that have been taken away from them. In addition, they provide moral support for each other during times when they feel overwhelmed or scared by what awaits them. Offred's relationship with her fellow handmaids serves as an important reminder that even in such a repressive environment, there are still moments where people can come together to form meaningful connections. It also provides a glimmer of hope that someday things will change for the better. Main idea number 8. Offred's relationship with her daughter is a source of hope and resilience in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. Despite being separated from her daughter, Offred clings to memories of their time together as a way to stay connected and maintain her identity. She uses these memories as a reminder that she still has something to fight for, even when all other forms of freedom have been taken away from her. The love between mother and child gives Offred strength in times when she feels powerless. It serves as an anchor that keeps her grounded amidst the chaos around her. Even though they are apart, Offred knows that if she can survive this ordeal, then one day they will be reunited again. Through their bond, Offred finds solace in knowing that there is still some good left in this world despite its darkness. Her relationship with her daughter reminds her why it's worth fighting for what's right and standing up against injustice no matter how difficult it may seem. Main idea number 9. Offred's relationship with her friend Moira is a source of strength and rebellion in the oppressive society of the Republic of Gilead. Despite living in a world where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights, Offred finds solace in her friendship with Moira. Through this bond, she is able to maintain her identity and autonomy despite the restrictions placed upon her by Gilead. The two friends provide each other with emotional support as they navigate through life under an oppressive regime. Moira serves as a reminder to Offred that there is still hope for freedom from oppression. She encourages Offred to stay strong and fight against the injustices inflicted on them by Gilead. Their friendship gives both women courage to resist the system even when it seems impossible or futile. Together, they form a powerful alliance that helps them survive in such difficult circumstances. The bond between Offred and Moira provides comfort during times of distress but also serves as an act of defiance against Gilead's rule. It symbolizes hope for change and reminds both women that no matter how dark things may seem, there will always be light at the end of the tunnel. Main idea number 10. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores themes of power, control, and oppression in a dystopian future. In this world, women are stripped of their rights and subjugated to the will of men. Offred is one such woman who must struggle to maintain her identity and autonomy in an oppressive society where she has no real freedom or choice. Offred's story serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked power and how it can be used to oppress individuals. The novel examines how those with authority can manipulate people for their own gain while also exploring the resilience of human spirit in the face of adversity. Atwood uses vivid imagery and symbolism throughout The Handmaid's Tale to illustrate these themes. From Offred's red dress, which symbolizes her status as a handmaid, to the frequent references to biblical stories that emphasize man's dominance over women, each element works together to create an atmosphere that emphasizes power dynamics between genders. Main idea number 11. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood examines the consequences of a patriarchal society in a dystopian future. In this oppressive world, women are stripped of their rights and reduced to mere objects for men's pleasure. Offred, the protagonist, must fight to maintain her identity and autonomy despite the overwhelming power of the patriarchy. She is forced into servitude as a handmaid, tasked with bearing children for powerful men who have been rendered infertile due to environmental pollution. Offred's story serves as an exploration of how such an oppressive system affects individuals on both personal and societal levels. Through her experiences, we see how women are denied basic human rights like freedom of speech or choice in marriage partners. They are treated as property rather than people. We also witness how these restrictions lead to feelings of isolation and despair among those subjected to them. Atwood uses The Handmaid's Tale not only to explore the effects that a patriarchal society can have on its citizens, but also as a warning against allowing such systems to take root in our own lives. By showing us what could happen if we allow gender inequality and oppression go unchecked, she encourages readers to think critically about our current social structures and strive towards creating more equitable societies. Main idea number 12. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores the power of language and storytelling in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Through her narrative, Offred must use her words to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. The novel examines how language can be used as a tool for resistance against oppression, as well as how stories can provide hope even in the darkest of times. Offred's story is one that speaks to the resilience of human spirit despite overwhelming odds. She uses her words to fight back against an unjust system, refusing to let it take away her sense of self-worth or dignity. By telling her story, she gives voice to those who have been silenced by society, providing them with strength and courage through its retelling. Atwood also highlights the importance of storytelling in creating meaningful connections between people. Through Offred's narration, we see how stories can bring people together despite differences in background or beliefs. They create empathy and understanding, which helps bridge divides between individuals. Ultimately, The Handmaid's Tale demonstrates that language has immense power, both for good and bad, but ultimately it is up to us how we choose to wield it. It shows us that our words have the potential not only to shape our own lives but also those around us. Main idea number 13. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood examines the power of memory and nostalgia in a dystopian future. In this oppressive society, women are stripped of their rights and subjugated to men. Off-red, the protagonist, must use her memories to maintain her identity and autonomy despite these restrictions. She remembers moments from her past life before Gilead as a way to cope with the present situation she is in. Off-red's memories become an integral part of her survival strategy. They provide comfort when she feels overwhelmed or hopeless. Through remembering stories about friends and family members, Off-red is able to keep hope alive that one day she will be free again. Her recollections also help her stay connected with who she was before Gilead took away all sense of freedom. Atwood uses The Handmaid's Tale as a cautionary tale for readers about how quickly our rights can be taken away if we do not remain vigilant against those who seek control over us. By exploring the power of memory and nostalgia through Off-red's story, Atwood encourages readers to remember what it means to have freedom so that they may fight for it whenever necessary. Main idea number 14. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores the power of resistance and rebellion in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. The novel follows Off-red, a handmaid who is forced to live as a concubine for an elite family in Gilead. Despite her oppressive circumstances, Off-red musters up courage to maintain her identity and autonomy. She finds strength through small acts of defiance, such as secretly reading books or engaging in forbidden conversations with other handmaids. Off-red's journey serves as an example of how even under extreme oppression, individuals can find ways to resist and rebel against unjust systems. Through her story, readers gain insight into the power that comes from standing up for oneself despite overwhelming odds. Main idea number 15. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood examines the power of faith and religion in a dystopian future. In this oppressive society, women are stripped of their rights and subjugated to serve as handmaids for powerful men. Off-red must use her faith to maintain her identity and autonomy despite the restrictions placed upon her. She finds solace in prayer, which gives her strength to endure the harsh conditions she faces every day. Off-red's faith also serves as an anchor that keeps her connected with memories from before Gilead was established. Through prayer, she is able to remember moments of joy from when she had freedom and agency over her own life. This connection helps keep hope alive within Off-red even though it seems impossible for things to ever change. The novel ultimately shows how faith can be used as a tool for survival in difficult times, but also highlights its limitations when faced with extreme oppression. Despite Off-red's strong belief system, there are still limits on what she can do or say without risking punishment or death. Main idea number 16. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores the power of hope and resilience in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Off-red, the protagonist, must use her hope to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Despite being subjected to harsh treatment, she never gives up on finding a way out of her situation. She finds strength in small moments of joy, such as when she is able to spend time with her daughter or when she meets other handmaids who share similar experiences. Off-red's resilience is tested throughout the novel as she faces numerous obstacles that threaten to break her spirit. However, despite all odds, Off-red remains determined to find freedom for herself and those around her. Her courage serves as an inspiration for readers everywhere who may be facing difficult times themselves. At its core, The Handmaid's Tale is a story about how even under extreme circumstances one can still find solace in hope and resilience. It shows us that no matter what life throws at us, we can always choose not to give up but instead fight for our own happiness. Main idea number 17. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood examines the power of love and friendship in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. The novel follows Off-red, a handmaid who is forced to live in servitude under the oppressive regime. Despite her circumstances, Off-red finds solace in her relationships with other characters such as Moira, Luke, and Nick. Through these connections, she is able to maintain her identity and autonomy despite the restrictions placed upon her. Off-red's relationship with Moira serves as an example of how powerful love can be even when faced with adversity. Despite being separated for years due to their different statuses within Gilead society, they remain close friends through letters that they exchange while apart. This connection gives Offred strength during difficult times and reminds her that there is still hope for freedom. Similarly, Offred's relationship with Luke provides comfort during moments of despair. Although he has been taken away from her by Gilead forces, his memory remains strong throughout the novel, providing a source of motivation for Offred to keep fighting against oppression. His presence also serves as a reminder that true love can transcend any obstacle. Finally, Nick's role in The Handmaid's Tale highlights how friendship can provide support even when it seems impossible or dangerous to do so. He helps protect Offred from harm while also offering emotional support, which allows them both to find joy amidst all the darkness surrounding them. Overall, The Handmaid's Tale demonstrates how powerful love and friendship can be even under extreme conditions like those found in Gilead society. These relationships give characters like Offred hope for survival despite all odds stacked against them, making it clear just how important these bonds truly are. Main idea number 18. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores the power of female solidarity in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. The novel follows Offred, a handmaid who is forced to live in servitude under the oppressive regime. Despite her circumstances, she finds strength and solace through her relationships with other women. Through these connections, Offred is able to maintain her identity and autonomy despite the oppressive society she lives in. Offred's friendships with other handmaids provide an outlet for her to express herself without fear of retribution from those in power. She also forms strong bonds with Moira, another handmaid who has managed to escape Gilead. Together they share stories about their experiences as well as strategies for survival. These conversations give Offred hope that one day she too will be able to break free from this oppressive system. The novel ultimately shows how powerful female solidarity can be even when faced with extreme adversity. By forming meaningful connections with each other, women are able to find strength and courage even when all else seems lost. Main idea number 19. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood examines the power of the human spirit in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. The novel follows Offred, a handmaid who is forced to live in servitude under an oppressive regime. Despite her circumstances, Offred refuses to give up her identity or autonomy and instead uses her courage and determination to survive. Through Offred's story, Atwood explores how even in the darkest moments, humans can find strength within themselves. Offred's journey is one of resilience as she navigates through this oppressive society while still maintaining her sense of self-worth. She finds solace in small acts such as reading books or remembering memories from before Gilead took over. These moments remind her that despite all odds, she can still be herself and have hope for a better future. Atwood also highlights how powerful collective action can be when individuals come together with shared goals and values. This is seen when Offred joins forces with other handmaids during protests against Gilead's laws, which oppress them further. By standing together, they demonstrate that no matter what obstacles stand in their way, they will not be silenced. Ultimately, The Handmaid's Tale shows us that even when faced with extreme adversity, people have the capacity to fight back against oppression using only their own inner strength and courage. Main idea number 20. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood explores the power of the imagination in a dystopian future where women are subjugated and stripped of their rights. Through Offred, the protagonist, we see how she uses her creativity to maintain her identity and autonomy in this oppressive society. Despite being forced into servitude as a handmaid, Offred is able to find solace in memories from her past life and create new ones for herself through daydreaming. She also finds strength in forming relationships with other women who share similar experiences. Offred's ability to imagine allows her to cope with the harsh reality of Gilead while still maintaining some sense of control over her own life. Her vivid dreams provide an escape from oppression and allow her to envision a better future for herself despite all odds. By using creative visualization techniques such as imagining scenarios that could potentially happen or picturing what it would be like if things were different, Offred is able to keep hope alive even when faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles. The Handmaid's Tale serves as an important reminder that our imaginations can be powerful tools for survival even under difficult circumstances. It shows us how creativity can help us stay resilient during times of adversity and gives us hope that one day we will be free again. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.